A giant law firm that represented plaintiffs is suddenly a defendant. The firm was indicted yesterday on charges of participating in a kickback scheme, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Milberg, Weiss, Bershot & Schulman is the King Kong of law firms specializing in class action suits. The firm has made billions of dollars by filing shareholder lawsuits against major corporations. U.S. Attorney Deborah Wong Yang says some of that profit came through fraud and bribes.
The indictment charges that Milberg Weiss and two of its partners participated in a conspiracy in which they agreed to pay kickbacks to named plaintiffs in class action cases.
The firm allegedly paid plaintiffs more than $11 million to be part of class action suits, and it took great pains to hide the payoffs. According to the indictment, top partners obtained the cash in ways that were hard to trace, involving casinos and a secret safe. The law firm's books never showed it. U.S. Attorney Yang says the fraud was pervasive, spanning 2.5 decades.
Moreover, the indictment alleges that the kickback scheme continued until last year, long after the media had reported that federal authorities were investigating the practices of Milberg Weiss.
The 20-count indictment accuses the firm and its top lawyers of conspiracy, money laundering, obstruction of justice, and more. It's not all that unusual for individual lawyers to be indicted. But what shocks NYU legal ethics professor Stephen Gillers is that in this case, an entire law firm was indicted as well.
It is what I would call bad judgment to visit on the law firm, the institution itself, the crimes alleged against two lawyers at the firm.
He points to the hundreds of employees, lawyers and non-lawyers, whose livelihoods depend on the company's fate. U.S. Attorney Wang says she takes that consideration seriously.
We're lawyers, and we know lawyers in that law firm. And so it's not something where it's just a blind entity, but something that we do weigh very carefully.
In the last few days, Milberg Weiss reportedly argued with prosecutors over the breadth of the indictment. The stakes are high because even though an indictment is only an allegation, it can be as fatal to a company as a court conviction. Peter Henning is a Wayne State Law School professor who studies white-collar crime.
The criminal indictment itself can certainly sound the death knell for the business. Customers won't come, clients won't come. You may not be able to secure future business for your operation. And so the real effect in the white-collar crime area is the indictment and not just the conviction.
The prime example in recent times is the accounting firm of Arthur Andersen, which collapsed after being indicted in 2002 for its role in the Enron case. By the time the Supreme Court ruled in Andersen's favor 3 years later, there was no company left to save. University of Texas law professor Sam Buell was part of the Andersen prosecution team. He says law firms are supposed to make sure their people don't go around committing crimes.
Well, the flip side of that idea is that if the firm itself is actually not only failing to exercise that control, but in some way promoting criminal activity by individuals who work there, then liability should be ascribed at the level of the firm.
And that's what happened in yesterday's indictment. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.